Station on 2 for PWD.
Chris, go ahead. On 2.
Yeah, it looks like we had a PWD hot water breaker trip, and I just wanted to double-check that I had a standing go and to do 11.4.20 to reset that breaker.
I believe that's the case. Give me 1 second to just verify.
Thanks, I appreciate it. I believe that's the case, too, but I wanted to make sure.
Station on 2 for Chris. You have a go for the PWD circuit breaker reset. Please just report to us every time because we do track it for consistency in case it shows patterns of degradation. Thumbs up.
Copy all. And, yep, if it happens again, when it happens, I'll make sure to report it. Thanks. Appreciate it. Houston, station on 2 for T2 PTV setup.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, I noticed that we have an LOS during my PTV setup, so I have the Node 1 camera set up and pointed at T2, and you guys have a go to come on board with that whenever you want to check the view and let me know if you need any adjustments when we have come.
Okay, Chris, thanks for looking ahead. We will take you up on that offer. We've got an LOS coming up now, but we'll get a response to you well ahead of the exercise time.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Station on 2 for Chris.
With you on 2.
Hey, we've got the view routed now, and it looks good for the T2 exercise. Great to see you. Hello. One thing, we're having a little bit of a challenge with the full restrictions that we would normally be able to put in place. It's just an issue that GC is having with the system. We are able to restrict it within Building 30 only. But looking at your crew preferences, I understand you're okay with that. Just want to make you aware of the situation if you have any concerns. Copy, thumbs up.
Yeah, thanks for letting me know. But, yeah, I've got concerns about it. And if it's okay with you guys, I'd love to actually get my T2 started a little bit early. I just finished ARED, so probably I'll start in about 5 minutes.
We are very good with that. And I was just talking to BME. It's interesting. We get so few views of Node 3 in exercise. It's something that I was saying I very rarely see, and it's a good refresher of what that module is looking like.
Yeah, for sure. And I've got zero concerns. You guys are welcome to come on board and have a look around Node 3. Yeah, zero concerns on my end. Houston, station on 2 for stowage.
Go ahead on 2.
I'm working on my Node 1 Deck 2 unstow, and in one of the 10.0 CTVs, in 10.05047, I found a CTV that I think we were looking for the other day. It's 0.5-5206, and this was the ISS Microorganisms CTV. It's currently empty except for the return bubble wrap for the microorganisms caddy. That caddy is currently in the crew lock. And just was wondering if you guys had something in particular you wanted to me to do with this. I would maybe suggest putting it in the airlock near where the microorgs are, but I figured I would leave it over to you.
Stand by checking. Station 2 for Chris. I got an answer on that half CTB.
And on to Chris.
Yeah, it's airlock deck 1, Bravo 1 is where we'd like that to go.
Copy that. Airlock deck 1, Bravo 1 is where it shall go.
Thank you, sir. Chris, I find it interesting that we still say station on 2 for Chris.
It amuses me, too. I get a little chuckle out of it. Houston, station on 2, one more question for you, and this is working step 4.02 of the stow track.
And Chris, we're with you in 4.02.
Yeah, I'm going through this mesh bag, and I guess the items I had questions about were some of the EVA consumables. We've got mags, lint-free wipes, anti-fog, and a bunch of generic moleskin padding type of stuff. Should all of that stay in the mesh bag and go in the return bag, or should some of that stay elsewhere?
Checking.
Sorry, I have one other question while you're checking on that one. The step also says to stow this mesh bag into a Ziploc, and I just wanted to double-check if that Ziploc was necessary. I think we're pretty short on large Ziplocs. Happy to do it if that's what needs to be done, but I figured I'd ask.
Chris, got an answer for you. All those items can remain in the mesh bag, and based on the scarcity of Ziploc bags, we agree with you. Ziploc bag is not required.
Copy that. All the items remain in the mesh bag, and Ziploc bag not required. Thank you very much. Houston, station on 2 with stowage question.
Station on 2, go ahead.
Yeah, first off, I'm all set with the clean out of Node 1 Deck 2, and the photos are on FSC7 for that. I was going to use a little bit of time to, I've been slowly trying to clear some of the JSPs out of the PMM, and there's zero rush on an answer for this, but I thought I'd ask in case somebody knew. But I've been told that all of the JSPs except one of them, I believe it was like 557, I've ever written down this 557 something, a hardware JSP, are okay to move from PMM into HDBX1. And I just wanted to confirm that none of the newer hardware JSPs are prohibited from HDBX1. And also to ask, we have a full 4.0 JSP full of FAOs. I was wondering if that is also okay to go to HDBX1.
Chris, we copy your questions. We'll need a little bit of time to get you an answer, but it seems like a good plan. And RIP to the couch. Next plan will be to build a double-decker couch, because I think that would be a really great idea.
You know, I'm actually going to kind of miss it. It was kind of nice on the weekends. You could put a bungee on top and kind of bungee yourself to it and sit there and, you know, sip your coffee and do the crossword puzzle. It was actually quite civilized.
Kudos to ISO for the naming of the activity. We'll get an answer back to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks. Appreciate it. Huntsville, station on 2 for ZBot.
Good morning, Chris. We see that you have the camera set up for ZBot. We do need a couple more minutes of commanding, but if you'll stand by, I should be able to give you the excellent tip on ship.
Copy that. A few more minutes of commanding. I'm standing by for whenever you guys are ready.
Chris Huntsville,
switch it
on 2. You are go in step 1 of
2. Copy a go in, and I'm continuing in step number 3 for ZBot. Thank you. And Huntsville, station on 2 for ZBot.
With you, Chris.
Yeah, I was just inspecting the work volume. I don't see any evidence of condensate or leaks, but I did want to let you guys know, around the particle injection ports, it does look like there's a little bit of, I don't know, just dried up residue just sort of around the port connectors and on them. I can give you maybe a video view if that's helpful.
Okay, so we do copy that. We would appreciate a video. Okay, so we copy that view. We are talking it down here. Give us just a second.
Copy that.
And station on 2. Station on 2 for Chris.
Right on 2 for Chris.
Okay, so we do think that this is just residue from the particle injectors, and it shouldn't be an issue, but we are going to go ahead and have you clean it up. Standard cleanup steps, natural gloves, if you could wet some dry wipes with water, wipe it up, double bag it, and trash it in the hardware case.
Copy that. We'll clean it up. We'll do dry wipes with some water wearing nitrile gloves, and then double bag it and trash in hardware JSP.
Perfect. Copy.
Sorry, that came in a little bit scratchy, but I think I copied, label it condensate HRL1 and the GNT date, and then get some photos.
Got it. That was perfect. And Chris, those photos, if you don't mind, of the hardware, not the bag, just in case that wasn't.
Huntsville, station on 2. I've got that those photos on SSC7, and I am going to continue on in the procedure.
And copy SSC7. Keep on trucking, Chris. That's good of you, Chris. That was.
Huntsville, station on 2.
Chris, go ahead.
I don't remember this from last time, but the gas delivery system, I'm pushing it onto the injection port. It seems to be wanting to spring off. It's not sort of staying in place. And I was wondering if you had any suggestions or thoughts on what I might be doing wrong here.
Copy, we're checking. And Chris, I'm still on too. If you keep working with that, we do think that everything looks nominal. You just have a gas injector that seems to be very sensitive. So all we can really advise is to keep pressing. Be careful not to bump that blue collar on the quick disconnect. And that could.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it seems super sensitive. Like, I kind of leave it alone, and it'll just sort of pop off after a few seconds. As long as you're okay with it, I'll just keep a finger on it with some gentle pressure holding it in. As long as that's not a bad thing to do, I think that will work.
Not a bad thing, and in fact, that's recommended, so you're good to do that.
The hard drive exchange.
Chris, I'm still. We're heading into a handover. And station, I'm still on two for Chris. I cut you right in a handover, but if you're asking, we are good for you to start that hard drive exchange.
Sorry, can you say again, Huntsville? I was just letting you know, sorry, right at the handover that I was done with the gas injection, moving on to the hard drive changeout.
Hey, no worries. Yeah, I was just letting you know that I got you in a handover, but we're good for the hard drive exchange.
And Huntsville, station on two, with a quick question about the hard drives. I'm just going to double-check that I grabbed the correct ones from the correct bag, but one of the bubble bags for hard drives has 2030 written on it and circled, and just wanted to make sure that these were good drives. I can give you a serial number.
No, we'll take that.
And I have hard drives 2029 and 2030.
And those are good numbers?
Pretty good numbers.
Station still spits you around too. Chris, no response required. We're not sure why the 2030 was written on there, but since you have one odd and one even serial number, you're good to proceed. Just wanted to give you more context.
Thanks, appreciate it. Yeah, I just figured I'd double check since it was written on it for some reason. But yeah, those are good numbers, and they at least looks unused. I'll continue.
Chris, I'm still switching on two when you have a.
Bad on two for Chris.
Hey, did you take note of which serial number went into which of the hard drive bays?
Yeah, affirmative. 2029 went into bay one, and 2030 went into bay two.
Perfect. That's what we were looking for.
Do that. Huntsville, station on two. It's okay with you. I'm going to replace the pieces of Kapton tape on the right side of the unit. They're getting pretty ratty here.
Chris, that's good.
Yeah, I was wondering if it's okay if I replace these pieces of Kapton tape that are holding, securing the front right side of the data acquisition unit. They're getting pretty ratty. I mean, they'll work, but I think it'd be better to just get a fresh piece.
Yep, that works for us. You can go ahead and replace.
Huntsville, station on two, just looking for a quick double check to make sure I'm stowing stuff in the right spot.
Go ahead, Chris. We'll always
get
the double check.
Yeah, so I got a Ziploc bag that is ZBot NC full hard drives bag number one. That bag is empty, but now I have put hard drive serial number 2025, which I just removed from ZBot, into that bag, and that's going into the SpaceX 33 return 83. And then I have a ZBot full hard drives bag 2. That bag contained three other drives, and I added serial number 2026 in its bubble wrap to that bag, and that's going back to Columbus. Is that how you guys read the stow note as well?
Check. Chris, I'm still switched on two for.
Go ahead on two for Chris.
Chris, could we verify what hard drive bag one you have? We weren't tracking that one to be empty. We were actually expecting it to have, I think, three hard drives in it. We're tracking barcode 69 uniform.
Give me 1 second to check, but yeah, I'm glad I asked, because that was what I was questioning too, is like, why does bag two have three drives and bag one is an empty Ziploc? Ah, okay, I think I may see it. Yeah, this looks like it has a different barcode, so there must be another full hard drive is bag one inside that CTB. Let me go look around. This was the one I found in the lid. Let me go check the CTB, see if it might be elsewhere in the CTB.
Copy, sounds good. Yeah, we expect there to be another one in that CTB with that barcode 69 uniform. Let's note.
In Huntsville Station on 2, I found that different barcoded full hard drives bag one in that CTB. And that did have three drives in it. So, okay, that makes a lot more sense to me. I put the other full hard drives bag one back in the lid of that CTB, and it looks like that's now the only thing, it's still the only thing in the lid of that CTB.
Okay, we copy all, and we'll check that that's in that lid of that CTB. We're glad everything's in a good condition.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris, at your convenience for some stowage answers.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Hey, good afternoon, Chris. Couple things, just wanted to follow up with you. So you left a note in StowTrack on the Node 1 couch teardown. You are correct that, in general, we want third-generation CTBs to go into the Dragon. However, that one that you found, that 2.0, is a special case. So great eyes. Thanks for catching us on that, but that is a special case for that one.
Appreciate it, and apologies. I know I've asked about a couple random non-third gens, but I figured better to ask and than to not get the right thing in there.
Good call. We appreciate it. The next one I have for you, talk about JSBs going into HTVX. There is one specific that is excluded and cannot go in there. I can give you the serial number if you want that.
I think I might have it already, but if you give it to me, that would be perfect.
Yeah, that is serial number 5578. So that one is no-go for HTVX.
Okay. Copy that, but all the other ones are good to go. And does that include the 4.0 JSBs as well?
That was my next topic for you, yes. So JSBs in general and the 4.0 trash bags with KTOs may temporarily go into HTVX. Of course, anything that goes in there needs to be secured with at least one strap. And as you probably well know, there is still launch hardware on board HTVX that will have to come out. So if you put anything in there, just we're going to maybe have to move things around and whatnot, so just be aware of that.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Yeah, my thought process right now, just to put my brain out there on display, is that PMM is pretty crowded, and it's a lot of the JSBs are kind of in the way of accessing the deeper racks, and so My hedge is that if most of these things could eventually end up in HTVX, there's enough space in the end cone and in the back of some of the stowage areas that are sort of behind where the stuff that we want to still take out of HTVX is. And I'm kind of hoping that would be an overall time saver if I have downtime. But if you guys disagree with that, let me know, and I will definitely don't want to waste my time either.
We understand. I get a big thumbs up from ISO, so those are all good thoughts and plans. We agree with it. And, of course, if you do move anything around, just let us know where things end up, and we'll keep track of it down here.
Copy all. Yeah, I've just been, when I have been dumping them, I've just been putting them in crew notes. If that works for you guys, that's easy enough for me.
Yep, that works great.
Awesome. I love it.
Houston, station on 2 for StowTrack 89.05.
Hey, Chris, ISO walked out of the room, but I'm happy to take the answer or take your question. We'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I found that bubble bag referenced in step 89.05. However, I was checking through it. It just said, the bubble bags have quantity 12 on it, but inside there's 7, as there should be. But one of the serial numbers doesn't match. Serial number 1303 is not in the bubble bag, and there is a serial number 1302 in the bubble bag for those CSA CP battery packs. So I just wanted to check with you guys on that. But otherwise, it is quantity 7, and all the other serial numbers match.
Chris, we copy the question. Give us a couple minutes, and we'll get back to you.
Copy you. Houston, station on 2. One other StowTrack question, 89.06.
Chris, we're with you. We think we have an answer to your first one, but we'll take your question.
The question for 89.06 is whether the gloves need to be wrapped in separate bubble bags or whether they can share a bubble bag.
Chris, we copy the question. We're going to double check with the EVA folks, make sure we understand. But I have an answer to your first question if you're ready.
Ready.
Okay, so first of all, we are okay with only 7 of 12. That's perfectly fine. No issue there. And then for your serial numbers, we're good with bringing 1302 home. That one was supposed to come home earlier, so we think some serial numbers just got swapped. So good with 1302 being one of the 7 coming back.
Copy that. Yep, 7 in that bag, and I just changed out the serial number. 1302 is listed instead of 1303 on that bag then.
Very good. We concur.
Houston, just to give you a little more context on that bubble bag question, I currently have 5 bubble bags that are big enough to fit an EMU glove, but all but the smallest of those are big enough that I can actually fit 2 gloves in there, and so just to economize, since I'm afraid that we're going to run out of bubble bags rather soon, I figured I could put 2 in one bubble bag and then put a piece of bubble wrap in between them so that there's no like contact, but they would both be in the same bubble bag. That's my proposal.
Chris, we copied the proposal. Personally, it sounds good, but we'll double-check with the EVA guys just to make sure they're happy.
Copy all. Houston, station on 2 for SnowTrack, 89.07.
Chris, we're with you.
Just a quick question. I think there might be a typo, but there's a report statement there that says, report any additional items currently inside 1.0 CTV serial number 5600. But this step in the prior one, we were pulling out of 2.0 CTV 5179. I just wanted to make sure that that's the CTV we mean to check.
Chris, we're double-checking. It makes sense to us. Just give us 1 minute here.
No, appreciate the double-check. Thanks. And Houston, while you're grabbing answers to those, it sounds like they're ready for me for my ultrasound, so I might pop out to knock that out real quick and then come back with you for answers after that.
Chris, that sounds like a great plan.
And Houston, Chris is back with you on 2 for SnowTrack.
Alrighty, Chris, we think we got some answers for you. So in step order number, so for 89.06 VMU gloves, so we are go for putting both gloves into a single bag with separation of bubble wrap. The one request associated with that is to make sure that they are in opposite orientation so that the wrist disconnects are not contacting, if that makes sense.
Yep, I got it exactly like that. I can give you a camera view if you have the lab cam 2 routed. I can show you what I got, but yeah, I think it should work.
Well, Chris, we've got one routed if you wanted to show us on that one. That's the easiest thing for us.
Okay, I'll pull it on over.
All right, Chris, we like it. Thanks for the view. Then, Chris, to answer your other question, you are right in 89.07. That was a typo on ours, so we expect you're emptying out the 2.0 CTV 5179.
That makes perfect sense, and that's what I figured. I just figured I would also double-check just to make sure.
Chris, we really appreciate the double-checks. That helps us out a lot. And while I have you, just a heads up that Huntsville is looking for a little bit of your time sometime this afternoon, a little bit of troubleshooting on ZBot, and then a question about some photos. They think it might take 10, 15 minutes of your time, so just wanted to let you be aware of that.
Happy that. I'm happy to, in like 2 minutes, pop over and help them with that, and then just continue with stowage after that, if that works.
Yep, that all sounds good to us. You can just give a Huntsville a call whenever you're ready.
Yeah, just 2 minutes to get these gloves just fully sealed up and packed, and then I'll give them a call. Huntsville, Chris is with you on 2 for ZBot.
Chris, thanks for your time. Sorry to interrupt your cargo ops. But we're having some trouble getting a connection to the ZBot camera. I have a couple troubleshooting steps if you'd like the whole picture now, or we can go one by one.
Either way, happy to take the whole picture if that's easy. Otherwise, happy to go one by one if that's quicker.
All right, I'll go big picture. So first we're going to need you to check the LEDs on the ZBot camera. To do that, you'll obviously have to remove the MSG front cover, but you can leave the window on for now. Once you've done that LED check, if you could report the status to us. Depending on that status, we might have a couple more steps, including taking the power from ZBot. Then you can remove the front window and then reseat the cable to the camera. But first, we can start with the LED check to the camera.
Copy that. I'll get that in work now. And if it works for you guys, LabCam 2 is right next to it. I'll just point LabCam 2 at it as well if you guys want to route that and take a look. That'll be there for you.
Have a good.
And Huntsville, I'm looking at the ZBot camera, and there is a status light, which is red, and an arm/back light, which is not lit.
Okay, we copy that there's a red status light and then the arm light, which is not lit. Give us just a second. Stand by. Push for your awareness. We are powering off the payload right now. So once you see those lights turn off, you're good to take the front window off, and you'll reseat that J710 USB 3.1 cable from the camera.
Copy that. I see that cable, and I just saw the lights on the camera go out, so I am going to remove the window and reseat that cable. Okay, the USB cable is reseated. Would you like me to put the window back on now?
Hey, Tom, Chris, if you could put the window back on, but before you do that, we think that there's a cable that's blocking our view of the LEDs. So if you could move that cable down, put the window back on, and if you'll leave that lab cam where it is, we'll watch those LEDs for when they come back, and you're good to float away.
Copy that. Hopefully that view is good, and then let me see if I can, I think that should be good.
And yeah, that's a great view for us. Thanks.
Okay, the window is back on.
Perfect, Chris. Thanks. You can go ahead and leave the front cover off for now. We'll try to get ZBot back in a good config, and then we'll give you a call later. We will need that back on at some point. But also, while I have you, you left a note about the DFF cube earlier this morning. We are tracking that, but the PDU wanted us to let you know that there is no impact from that inadvertent power off.
Okay, yeah, that's great. I'm not exactly sure. You know, I was doing a bunch of work over there, and I had another thing plugged in. There was another thing that was plugged into that, and I noticed it was off. And so I do remember noticing DFF cube being on, like, earlier in the weekend. But I don't know when that GFCI was tripped, and or bump. I don't know if it was a trip or a bump or whatever. I don't know when it was powered off. So that's what I know.
No, that's a great data point about it being on over the weekend, so we'll track that, but we appreciate it. Thanks for your help.
Awesome, yeah, my pleasure.
Station Huntsville, Station 02 for Chris. At your convenience and no response required. We're in a good config with the ZBot camera, so you get to release Lab Cam 2, and then you can put the NFC cover on whenever you'd like.
Copy all. It's great news. I'll get the cover on right now since I'm right by it, and copy on Lab Cam 2. Thank you. Houston, Station 2, still track 89.12.
Chris, we're with you.
I grabbed those two stellar stem cells, Mission 2 habitats. One of them is in a bubble bag, one of them is not. I assume the one that was not in a bubble bag should go in a bubble bag, but wanted to double check.
Chris, we copy the question. We're checking. Station Houston on 2 for Chris and Stowage Answer.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Hey, Chris, just to answer your question there on 89.12, yes, that unwrapped sample needs to be wrapped. It does not have to be a bubble bag. You can use bubble wrap to do that. The one request we have is to make sure that the outer layer has a label similar to the one that you found wrapped with the right serial number on it.
Copy all, yeah, I'll use some bubble wrap to wrap it up, and I will put a good label on it.
Copy all, thank you very much.